Every day, Barry White Jr., a fifth grade teacher at Ashley Park Elementary School in Charlotte, North Carolina, does as most teachers do. He says good morning to his kids. And boy, does he. What you're hearing is Barry slapping the hands of every kid lined up outside his classroom waiting for their individually choreographed handshake, complete with shimmies and fist bumps. We'll post this wonderful video at hereandnow.org as Barry White Jr., no relation to the singer, but he should be, joins us. So Barry, this started with a fourth grader last year?
Well, it did start with a fourth grader that really inspired me to do it for everyone. And this year, how I presented it at the beginning of the year was simply, hey, do you want to make a handshake with me? And, of course, you know, all the students jumped at the idea. And what I do is I say, okay, you make up a portion, and then I add a little spin to it, and then we pretty much collaborate and come up with a personal one. So, really, each handshake reflects their personalities.
Okay, so tell us some of the things. And, again, you know, you've got to go to herenow.org and see this video, but there's little foot shuffles.
Yeah, so like I said, every handshake reflects their personality. So I also, at the school, myself and two other colleagues started a step team, and some of my fifth graders that you saw in the video, they're part of that step team, so therefore, their handshake, you would notice we're doing a little stepping.
Yeah.
We do a little step with that, what they love to do, and with some of my boys, they're, you know, energetic and just so cool, you know. So each handshake is kind of really reflective of how they are and how they are as a person, what excites them.
Well, you mentioned stepping, and it's a fabulous dance form that came out of the African-American culture. Kids have competitions.
Yeah.
How much is this about kids feeling good about themselves when they go into class?
It's 100% about that as far as coming to school, because sometimes dealing with in low-income schools, a lot of children come in there with situations at home that are not ideal. So they come in a little, maybe with a negative stigma on education. So it's really, it boils down to bringing some joy to them and making them feel good about actually coming to a place that they're looking forward to going to. You know, I'm always on 100% high energy level. They know that they're going to get the best of me every day, and so they bring the best, and it reflects in the classroom itself. When you enter the classroom, everybody's excited, happy. I'm able to deliver a substantial amount of content and see academic growth because of that.
Well, I'm thinking it could be good for any kid, you know.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You know, that may have had a rough day, or if you had a rough last class, or even if you need a little pick-me-upper, you know, you're ready to be happy about school. Right. Now you're going to take it to another level. That adds to the education piece and being engaged in the classroom.
Can I ask you this? How much do the other teachers now hate you? Because
oh.
I bet every kid wants this.
Well, the fortunate thing about my school, Ashley Park Pre-K through 8 Elementary, everyone kind of has their own unique thing. That's something that we really push, is high expectations and meaningful relationships. So you will walk down the hallway to fourth grade math, and you might see rap songs that has to do with division and long division. So they're excited down there. You might go upstairs and see something else that's unique to their classroom. So it's really the culture itself in a school. So it's really bringing light to the entire school and how much all of us collectively as a group come together and bring joy to our students that we get on an everyday basis.
Well, you know what? And to shine a light on all teachers, thanks for giving us a chance to thank you for what you do.
Oh, thank you for reaching out.
That's Barry White Jr., fifth grade teacher at Ashley Park Pre-K through eighth grade school in Charlotte, North Carolina, made my day.